You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm attorney Jonna Spilbor, and this is Divorce Tips from Mom.com, your daily words of wisdom for positively navigating divorce. Today, is uncontested divorce for you? Three tips to help you decide. An uncontested divorce is an interesting animal. Simply put, an uncontested divorce is one where neither party puts up a fight to anything. To phrase it another way, an uncontested divorce means the parties agree on everything. For this reason, the animal that uncontested divorce is most like is a unicorn. In other words, uncontested divorce is a rare and beautiful thing. The very nature of divorce is contentious, but there are a few things you and your spouse can do before officially filing for divorce that may allow you to have a truly uncontested matter. First, do a little of your own math and take a figurative walk through your lives, beginning at the date you got hitched, not before. All of the assets and all of the debts acquired during the marriage, with a few exceptions like inheritance and some personal injury awards, depending on your particular state, will be the marital pie that the two of you will, well, whack up. If you have children and do not already have a custody, visitation, and child support order, you'll need to include these issues in your discussion. Second, feel free to negotiate and compromise as you move down your complete list of things you'll divide. Sidebar, deciding on your own what you want and what you're willing to part with is probably not going to be available to you if your marital pie, also known as your marital estate, is complex. Things like businesses owned by only one spouse or multiple properties typically prevent you from being a candidate for an uncontested divorce. Since uncontested divorce simply means you have each decided not to fight about anything, the fewer things in the mix, the easier it is to get there. Couples who seem to have the most success are those who have physically separated and have been living as if they were already divorced. Finally, once you have a meeting of the minds, write it all down. Doesn't matter where, computer, notebook, cocktail napkin, and then bring it to a lawyer so that it can be properly formalized in a writing sufficient to satisfy the rules of your state. Until then, it won't be worth the paper it's printed on. If you can get there, an uncontested divorce will save you a whole lot of time, money, and aggravation. Tomorrow on Divorce Tips, the do's and don'ts of living with your spouse during divorce. This has been Divorce Tips, brought to you by Mom.com. Check out Mom.com for more parenting content. And for more legal insights on divorce and separation, go to my website, JonnaSpilborLaw.com. That's JonnaSpilbor. And remember, divorce may mark the end of your marriage, but it's also the beginning of the rest of your life. See you next time.